Hey, and I'm back, and I'm better than I ever been, because God is good to me. Yes, he is. Sorry, guys, I haven't been uploading no up-to-date commentary or whatnot, but we're going to get into some heavy topics. Our three topics today are going to be Money Team 16 and Our Progress, which is the label that I mentioned that I am a part of. I am a manager of artists on. Matter of fact, while I'm at it, check out my artist. His name is Matt Harris. 87 on Instagram. That's MattHarris 87 on Instagram. And his YouTube is MoneyTeam16. And his Facebook is Matt Harris. Check him out. We just put out some fire. We put out some heat. So lately I just been booked, like trying to plug him in for shows and you know, plug him in for promotions with like DJ Vlad and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all these people. So I've been, like, extremely busy and overly stressed and wishing that my platform took off so I wouldn't have to go through these hoops and hurdles with View Maniac and Vlad and all of them to promote my artists. If my platform was big, I would be able to promote my own artists. You get what I'm saying? But as here nor there, the second topic we're going to talk about is staying in long-term relationships and when the honeymoon phase is over and it's time to leave and walk away, what should you do? And the third topic is to talk about how you secure yourself and your bag and your energy and your feelings and your mental stability after leaving a long-term relationship. So after this short commercial break, I will be back. Stay tuned, because this is Keeks that keeps it real with her peeps. And I'm outie.
Yeah. Back up. Yeah. Fuck with my team, get clapped up. Back up. Yeah. Fuck with my team, get clapped up. Peter Roll, 95, doing 80 on the dash. Counting racks, moving, yeah, yeah, we stuntin' on they ass. Back up. Yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up. Back up, yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up. She with Adam Chief and got me tweaking. Plus the fucking lean, it got me leaning. Popped a couple E's and now I'm thinking who I'm about to hit up in the DM. And all the type of ways I'm about to freak up. Nasty dick, I call her cousin Skeeter. I brought that bitch a whip up off the Visa. Always handle business on some G shit. I'm not on this planet, I'm out of this world, boy. Flow up so sick, make them hurl, boy. I'm taking they strips and they girls, boy. I'm talking about diamonds and pearls, boy. Don't hate me, nigga, hate your girl, boy. All of you niggas annoying me. And why would I pull up to get in my nigga? You know that I'm pulling up with it. Back up, yeah. Fuck with my team, get clapped up. Back up, yeah. Fuck with my team, get clapped up. Peter Roll, 95, doing 80 on the dash. Counting racks, moving, yeah, yeah, we stuntin' on they ass. Back up, yeah. Fuck with my team, get clapped up. Back up. Yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up. Talking crazy to me, keep your energy the same. Don't let your energy change. I put a hole in your face when I know in your place. Boy, you should stay in your lane. Mean what you say, and say what you mean when you saying it to me. That's all that I'm saying. Don't make a mistake, boy, I'll get you a race. Yeah, that I'm saying. All of you niggas out of line, stop on your line. I'm big on the vibes. If it ain't about money, nigga, worth the mother, nigga. You tell me why would I reply? Leveled it up, got it, then became the plug. Nigga came straight out the mud. Back up. Yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up. Back up, yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up. Peter Roll, 95, doing 80 on the dash. Counting racks, moving, yeah, yeah, we stuntin' on they ass. Back up, yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up. Back up. Yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up.
Tryna get paper to give me some niggas to live on it. By the time I'm 32, I need to buy a jet so I can go ahead and put all of my kids on it. The only paper with a name that I got in my pocket, my niggas say been on it. So when it come to making money, word to mommy, all of my niggas be been on it.
Back up, yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up. Back up, yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up. Peter Roll, 95, doing 80 on the dash. Counting racks, moving, yeah, yeah, we stuntin' on they ass. Back up, yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up. Back up, yeah, fuck with my team, get clapped up.
Hey, 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 and I'm back, again. So, now let's talk about how difficult it is to be in a long-term relationship. When I'm talking about long-term, I'm talking about 5 years and plus. You know, I'm not discrediting a 1 year or 2 year or 3 year relationship. That's definitely not what I'm doing at all, because that does count, and that's your time, your energy, and your love, and your patience, and your caring that you have given. But I'm talking about the real sturdy, like, marriage-type long-term relationships, but you're not married. Feel me? And I have a good friend of mine that's currently going through the situation, and I have currently not went through the situation. I have not currently, but I previously went through that situation about a good 5 to 8 years ago. And believe it or not, out of that, as a matter of fact, it was 8 years ago, 2011. So believe it or not, it took me 5 years to move forward, to move on, to get out of that hazy phase of, like, my family's falling apart. What, I done lost everything, what I'm going to do, this, and that. And I'm not going to lie to you. When I left that, I didn't leave that relationship. When I got dumped and I got left, you know, for another woman after 11 years, two kids, and an engagement for 6 years. Once I knew I should have knew some shit was going down. Once I seen I was engaged for 6 years. Keep it all the way up. Buck, okay? So, it's very complicated, and it's very difficult. And it don't even necessarily have to be so complicated, difficult, because you have children with that person. Yes, that plays a tremendous part. But also, too, when you're not, you don't have kids with that person, and you're still with that person. But that shit is very still hard to deal with. And that shit is very still hard to overcome. You know what I'm saying? Because all you can think about is how much time and energy you put into the person, especially if they walked away from the relationship in such a negative and biased way. You know, it's very, very hard to fathom, and it's very, very hard to swallow that pill. Ain't no amount of water gonna help you swallow that pill fast enough. That pill ain't gonna go down until you're ready to swallow it. And why I say that is because when you're in those type of situations and you are experiencing that, just think about how long you were in that relationship. And just as much as long as you was in that relationship, that's how much longer it take for you to get over that relationship. And I feel it's very important to take your time and love yourself. Love up on yourself. Every time I talk to any woman, either in my circle or close to someone in my circle, or just a woman, period, black, white, Chinese, Asian, Japan, Japanese, African, South African, you get my drift, okay? I always encourage them, not always say, are you loving up on yourself today? I hope you loving up on yourself today, because you deserve it. I don't give a damn if their life do seem like they smell of roses. But guess what? A motherfucker could walk around and look like they smell of roses, but their mental state is all jacked up, and all they need is someone to remind them to love themselves, and that they are loved and they are cared about. You don't have to know someone to give them love. And, you know, once a lot of people in this world understand that, I think we will be in a better place. So, you know, for me, how I got over it, I had to feel those emotions. I had to go through those emotions. I had to allow myself to react to them emotions. I had to allow myself to accept them consequences from the reactions of my emotions when I did act off of my emotions. And I don't regret nothing and none of it to this day. I will not take it back at all. You know what I'm saying? What I will apologize about is my behavior, but my purpose and my reason, I will not be sorry for. Absolutely not. Because it's not all about the man didn't want me and he lost interest. You guys been together since you were kids. I get it. I understand it. Granted, whoop-de-doop-doop-doop, got it. But it ain't about what you do, it's how you do it. It ain't about what the fuck you say, it's how the fuck you say it. Period. Period. So, I always told him, like, I don't give a fuck that you ain't want to be with me. You want to go be with somebody else. Yeah, that shit hurt too. But shit, I could eat that if you was mad about your shit. But the way you went about it, humiliating me and degrading me and hurting me even more in such a bad state, then what the fuck? Like, come on. Like, what you expect me to do? I'm sorry if I sound a little occupied when I was saying that, because I was reading an alert on my phone about icy, patchy weather. You know, Connecticut, we're catching it right now. You know? But anyway, So, yeah, so what I did, I started loving up on myself. Yeah, I communicated with other guys, but I didn't let them close to me. I didn't let them in. You know, what I did with a lot of guys were just allow them to feel a void that I needed to be filled at that time to continue to experience and go through those emotions. I never gave them any type of leeway of feeling like, you know, they're on the throne or they got me, we're married, or any, no. No. But then once five or six years later, I finally got into a relationship for 3 years. Two, three years. And he was a good guy to me in a state of respectful and being very mannerist. Yes, you know, he looked out, he helped out. But only issue I had with him is he wanted all the girlfriend perks, but not the commitment. And honey, I'm not giving up the cow. You milking that bitch for free. It's $3.99 to $4.99 a gallon. Depends on where you live and where you're from for some milk. So you think you're going to get this cow for free? I can't even get my kids a glass of milk for free. Absolutely not. It don't work like that. So I had to let that go, how hard it was. We were still fooling around, but I officially let it go. Actually, this year of him and I communicating and staying in touch. Not only for the fact that I'm a married woman now, you know. Not only because of that, but it was toxic. And I wasn't allowing myself to move on. And I felt myself repeating the same pattern over and over and over again. And I'm like, oh, no. Somebody come and get their son. Come and get your son because he's about to be a man down situation. Come and get your motherfucking son. You feel me? So it's like, wow. You know, and now I'm in a relationship and I'm married. You know, I'm married legally through the state that I'm in. And I'm married also through Islam. You know, and my Islamic and my Muslim name, my Islamic Muslim name, however way you guys want to put it, is Kalima Hanif, okay? It's Kalima Hanif, the middle, Amina. Yes, Amina. Excuse me, I sound all crazy because I'm still trying to get used to it, you know? But yes, and my husband, he's an awesome guy, you know? Even though he's incarcerated right now, and whatever he did to get there, but that doesn't define him, and that doesn't make him into that person. And it's very difficult because I'm going through a lot of emotional challenges right now, and I need my husband, like, right next to me, not a 15-minute phone call or a 30-minute to an hour visit. No. I need my man, like, here physically with me because he's so supportive. Like, he is so supportive. Like, he's an awesome stepdad. He loves my children more than he loves me, and I love his children more than I love me, him. And me and myself. Me, myself, and him. Let me put it like that. Okay, on my Beyonce shit. Me, myself, and I. But nah. But yes, and he's very understanding. You know, don't get me wrong. We have our ups and downs. Because we're two strong personalities. But one thing I love about our relationship, we could argue like cats and dogs for weeks. But when it's time to get that solution, we got it. And we get our solution, we work on it, and we don't allow what we've been through or what we're going through to hinder any greatness that's going to come out of whatever we prosper for being in one another's life. So, you know, he's very awesome. Only thing that's hindering us right now is the prison system. And he's almost done. He got about a year left. I'm not even going to say a year and a half because 2020 is over. He got a whole year left, and that's going to go bye-bye because 2019 went by fast. So with that being said, yeah, so I'm going to come back with another segment about how to stay in your bag and keep your mental stability on top coming from a dysfunctional, long-term, toxic-ass relationship, and I'll be back. Hey, 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 everyone. So, that track you guys heard, that is from the infamous Money Team 16. That's what we've been working on. Now tell me we ain't lit. Tell me we ain't lit. I don't even want to drop that shit. I don't even want to share it. But I talked to my guys, and they said, share it, sis. Share it. Whew, I just wish I had the platform to hear it. That is some fire for your ass. Well, I'm into this podcast for the night, day, night, whatever it is, wherever you are. I just had to drop that on y'all real quick. Boom, and I'm out of here. Keep it real all the time. Protect your energy. Loyalty is royalty. And God is good all the time.